joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to respond to the last segment we did about local owners having a lot of irons in the fire and reality TV shows. We say good morning to Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. And a happy good morning.
Happy good morning to you.
I don't know. I was listening to your segment about Shark Tank and whatnot, and I don't know if your viewers know this, but
listeners,
but I was the original Dallas-based owner that they asked to go on Shark Tank.
Really?
They
really?
That fake Cuban, yeah.
Fake Cuban.
but I turned them down because at the time, I was too busy making out of wedlock barucas. So
all right.
I couldn't fully commit to the productioning schedule.
All right. I don't know if the timeline really works out there anyway.
But now I have to admit that I am a little envious of fake Cuban for getting his face in front of them cameras so much. That's good for business.
Yeah, he's on every week. Would you like to do that?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Of course I would. Matter of fact, I'm here to make a big announcement.
Okay.
My big announcement is this, that I am starting a new TV show.
Okay.
It's a new TV show. It's going to be called Shark Tank. And it's where we take a collection of my pants and test out various stain removers to see which one's the best.
Okay. I don't think that has legs, really.
Kind of a consumer. Well, it has legs. Believe me, there's stains all down them. But I also have a few other TV shows in development. One of them is a sock puppet show hosted by Jerry Jr.
Kid show.
Yeah, Gene forced me into that one. But I don't even know if it's supposed to be a kid show. I think it's for other 50-somethings that have his same mentality.
Yeah, sadly to say, I may be in on that.
Now, it is a streaming-only show, so that's good. I didn't have to buy time on a network or anything like that. And so far, in the 16 weeks he's been doing it, he's been averaging one viewer a stream.
That's not much.
Not much. And I know who it is because I can hear his mama watching from the other room.
She thinks it's funny.
She thinks it's funny, right. And now, Steven has a talk show on Twitch.com.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. It's just him laughing at cat videos and eating Hot Pockets.
That's the whole show?
Whole show. Basically the exact same thing he does when he's not on Twitch.com.
At least he's monetizing kind of what he does in his free time.
At least he's doing something right. Yeah. You know, at least he's showing a little initiative.
Though. Right.
And even my youngest, Veruca, she has a show. It's like a reality show where she goes around and she DNA tests any man in DFW with a net worth of over $500 million.
All right.
And but you know, I produced a TV show back in the day. Now, I didn't appear on it, but I produced it.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Upskirts with Rich Dalrymple.
Okay, Jerry,
dude, you need to let a lot of these things just stay in the past and not bring them up.
We're just having fun.
We are having fun.
That would not be a good TV show.
Here's my idea for a TV show.
Okay.
It's where people bring me business ideas. So it's kind of like Shark Tank a little bit like that, right?
Yeah.
But the twist is, it's not just regular people bringing me ideas. It's politicians that pitch me on stuff. And another twist is they don't know that they are on camera. I film them with hidden cameras. And the show's called Did You Catch My Grift?
Okay.
And it kind of shows you how I've become so very wealthy over these years by partnering with governments to pay me inordinate amounts of money for my private business to have stadiums and things like that.
That would be fascinating.
But really, what TV show could I come up with that's even better than the Dallas Cowboys right now, which is the greatest reality show of all time?
Well, it kind of is. Yeah.
Matter of fact, if we did a reality show about me and my family, it'd be called The Hillbillies of Highland Park.
I'd watch.
Yeah, I'd be in on that.
I know, and I tell you, if the Dallas Cowboys don't make it to the Super Bowl this year, we're going to put McCarthy in a shark tank. How you like that?
In front of Cuban and all those business
no,
experts?
I'm talking about a real shark tank, fill it with hammerheads and tiger sharks and white tails, all that stuff.
No, we can't do that.
And feed for 3 weeks off of McCarthy.
Hey, come on.
Stop
fun.
It.
Nothing
That's your coach.
Fun. Nothing but fun here. Good morning.
Morning. There goes Jarrett.